Welcome to Insider Insights, where we dive into hot topics facing the financial services industry. Today, Kartik Sakdaval, Chief Information Officer at Limra and Loma, sits down with Brent Williams, founder and CEO of Benacuba, to explore how AI is transforming the insurance claims process.
Brent, good to talk to you. How you been?
Been great, man. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Better now that you're here. You ready to talk about some AI and claims?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's awesome. So, you know, obviously AI is taking the industry by storm, right? Every single facet of the value chain is going to be disrupted, disintermediated, and quite candidly, accentuated by AI, right? It's everywhere in the value chain. One of the key areas, Brent, where we're noticing a lot of focus as far as AI is concerned is in the area of claims, which you know a thing or two about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Brent, just for our audience, what do you think are the biggest challenges our firms, our industry, face when they're integrating AI into the claim systems?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of them. One is just where to start. You know, you look at the insurance operations and gosh, there's all kinds of different places where the use case for AI can be made. And my answer about, you know, those use cases have been the same for years, tested on a few use cases. If it works, great, do more use cases like that. If it doesn't, move on. And the second piece is readiness for AI. You know, you look at the insurance industry and, you know, it can be argued that, you know, the P&C insurance is 5 years behind banking and life and annuity and health is 5 years behind P&C or more, you know, from a technological perspective. And so you've got a lot of desperate systems, a lot of old systems, some new systems, and, you know, connecting and intertwining all those can be very difficult for some carriers.
That's great. So, you know, as we look upon, to your point, or as we've talked about before, P&C is about 3 to 5 years ahead of life and annuities, right, in terms of all things technological stuff. From an AI perspective, though, Brent, I will argue that our industry, LNA, Worksite Benefits, by virtue of the work that we've been doing with Limra and Loma, some of the best practices, some of the tools, frameworks, scorecards, we're probably better equipped for long-term sustained success across financial services. But going specifically to claims, right? If you think about PNC in terms of claims processing, and with respect to AI today, right? What are some of the most promising use cases of AI in automated claims processing that you're seeing?
Yeah, document summarization is a huge one. And one of the earlier ones that we did pretty early, you know, we started our AI journey back in, 2019, 2020. We built our first AI engine for death certificates. And, you know, it was a really cool tool. You know, in our industry, there's this need for death certificates on death, on certain death claims. And, you know, we just started asking the question, why? Well, why do you go through the whole process of waiting for an individual to get an actual death certificate? And then that individual has to mail that into the claims department. The claims department then, and this is where it gets, where it blows your mind. It comes into the mail room. The mail room scans that death certificate into their document storage systems, right? And then routes that physical death certificate up to the claims department. Now, the only reason that is so the claims staff can open that death certificate and feel the embossing on the death certificate. And then they can validate that that is an actual death certificate. Well, what we said was, can we challenge that? Can AI help us solve that issue? Because one of the things I shared with the team is anytime you take a picture, anytime you take a scan, anytime you take a photocopy of anything, everything is, those things use light. And light casts a shadow. And if we can cast a shadow on an embossing of a death certificate, we should be able to train an AI to look for the shadow.
Mm.
And if we identify the shadow and identify this is a real death certificate, now we can extract all the data from that death certificate and the underlying data. In our case, we extract the main data, you know, the PII data plus the cause of death. But then there's also a section in most death certificates for underlying death conditions. And that can be extracted and sent over to the actuarial engines for better pricing of those products. You know, we don't necessarily need that data from a death claim perspective, but the carrier needs that data in order to price their policies better. So by building an AI engine way back then to help solve that issue, we've transitioned a lot of carriers to not need the original death certificate anymore. So it saves that whole process of mailing that certificate in. And so it's that started our journey back in, like I said, 2019, 2020, we built that engine. And now we use it all over inside of it.
So Brent, that's an interesting use case, right? So I can see the value proposition of that particular use case as you described across the value chain, right? It doesn't have to be limited to claims. So here's something interesting. I heard you describe a new word, right? And 99% of the time, I make up 100% of my words, but this was a new one to me, right? It was humanomation, right? So can you explain humanation? Can you explain to us the genesis of the word?
Yeah, so that was a brainstorming session with the team, and we were trying to think about, you know, how we can differentiate our platform from other claims and servicing platforms on the market. And the reality is, you know, technology is an enablement for humans. And so we kept coming up with, we do automation, we do extraction, we do all these things with data, and we give the human more time. You know, our biggest thing is we give the human more time to have that face-to-face connection with the policyholder or beneficiary. You think about it, when those people are going through those processes, you know, they don't necessarily want to deal with a robot on everything.
Yeah.
There needs to be some compassion. There needs to be some empathy.
Empathy.
There needs to be some of that. But when you look at the overall claim process, there's a lot of tasks that have to be done. And the reality is technology can take a lot of these tasks off of the plate of the claim staff. So now the claim staff can add more value and do higher value work for the insurance carrier. So we put all these words up there and we're discussing it back and forth as a team, very similar to how we came up with the name of Benakiva. And we were just taking a bunch of words and we started marrying words together. And one of the people on the team, I actually think it was Sovan on the team, he came up, he said, humanimation. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. that's it. And literally, once we identified that word, and then obviously worked with marketing to create a quasi-definition around that word, we immediately went out and trademarked it. And that's our differentiator.
So humanimation, I think, is thematically, Brent, extremely applicable to what we've been hearing from an AI perspective across the industry, right? The whole concept of human in the center, human in the loop.
Yes.
I will say, from a claims processing point of view, it's that need is even more acute, right? Because no customer is calling an insurance company's claim center to say, hey, Brent, how's your day going, right?
Right.
They're calling you at a pretty dire time in their life. And that is where the value proposition of our industry kicks in. I love what you said about AI being able to free up capacity for folks to be able to express a little bit more empathy, to have the time to express a lot more compassion, to shepherd our customers, right, the beneficiaries through the claims process. So with that as a backdrop, Brent, what role do you believe humans should retain in the totality of the claims process?
Yeah, it's it just depends on what the use case is. You know, for example, back to that summarization, you know, an AI engine can summarize thousands of pages of medical documents. A human, it would take them weeks to do that, right? So why would we even have a human do that anymore? Why not have the AI do the summarization and then have the human just do the checks and balances of the summarization? And if there's parts that you know, in the summarization that don't quite make sense, well, then you can actually, you know, go to the exact point in the medical documents or whatever documents you're looking at, and then make a human decision on that. But the reality is if we can shrink that timeline it takes to go through the overall claims process. And summarizing, like I said, thousands of documents as part of that process, well, then it just makes sense that we can offer a better experience to policyholders and beneficiaries. And the reality is, you know, in my prior business as a financial advisor, I used to joke all the time that I haven't had a single person buy a life insurance policy from me hoping to use it. Nobody does, right?
Yeah.
But they expect that when somebody files a claim on that policy, that it'll just be handled. It'll just be taken care of. Another great use case for the technology too is knowledge transfer. You look at the average tenure of claims and servicing staff at any carrier, and I would argue that it's a long time. And you know, there's some stats out there that some studies that have been done that, you know, we've got more people in the insurance industry leaving the industry than coming into the industry. Well, that's a problem. You know, that's a problem that we're going to have to deal with. And when you go into a carrier, and this is a true story, went into a carrier and they said, you know, that lady over there, she's been with us 41 years and she can't go on vacation without taking a company laptop with her. Because of the knowledge in her head, if something comes up, you know, to me, that's a business risk.
Yeah.
You need to take that knowledge and you need to put that somewhere. You need to be able to transfer that. The third thing is the new people coming into the industry. You know, you take a person right out of college or you know, entering the workforce, and you put them in front of a green screen and tell them to arrow this, function F that. You know, by the end of the day, they're looking for another job. I mean, they're not going to work in technologies like that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And you know what's interesting is you and I have talked about this multiple times, Brent. You know, what was the adage, right? AI is not coming for your job, but your job might be at risk from someone who knows how to use AI, right? So with that as a backdrop, in your definition, in what ways can the concept of humanimation enhance employee roles rather than replace them?
Yeah, it's getting them, taking those, I hate to say mundane, but some of those tasks that a human just shouldn't be doing. And we're all guilty of it, right? We all have tasks in our jobs that we probably are not the person suited to do those tasks. You know, you look at the cost benefit analysis of an employee, and, you know, you have a higher level employee probably shouldn't be doing, you know, checks and balances on emails, right? You know, so that's a great use case for technology to come in and do those things. I look at it as an enablement. You know, I leverage AI every single day in my job. And, you know, when AI really started picking up pace, you know, very similar to what I did on the sales side, I said, I need to learn about this. So I enrolled myself in an AI mastery class and I went through it. And the more I learned, the more I was excited and wanted to use the tools. I mean, it got to a point where there was one portion of the class where they're telling us all the different tools that are out there and what those specific tools do. And immediately I go out and I buy that one. I buy that one. And I say, okay, well, I do a lot of Google searches. So yeah, I probably need Perplexity. And, you know, so I just start buying all of them. But the interesting thing is now that I'm so ingrained in them and using them all the time that I find myself using the different tools for different tasks.
Yeah.
And you know, I think, but again, I just put myself in everyone else's shoes. It enables me to take something that would have taken me 20 minutes, right, and shrink that down to 20 seconds. That's huge from a capacity perspective. So, you know, when you tie it back to the earlier thing that I spoke of, we have more people leaving the insurance industry than coming into it. Well, if you can have one person do the job of five, well, that's a partial solution to that problem. I'm not going to say it's the solution, right? But it's a partial solution.
The way I've been characterizing it, Brent, is if there are rote, repeatable operational tasks that you perform as part of your job, think about how you can automate them and free up your own capacity, right? So one of the things that is needed in our industry is for individuals to develop some level of domain knowledge, build up your domain knowledge, right? So imagine, if you will, if you have a person on your claims team and you can free up 10 to 15% of their capacity and invest in taking LOMA 281, LOMA 291, right? Their LMI journey, to be able to invest in educating themselves about the domain. And think about how indispensable that individual would be when they have a much broader level knowledge about the function that they're serving in, right? I think it's a remarkable opportunity for us. So let me pivot to this question, right? So, you know, I've said this to you before, Brent, but the true essence of who we are as a human being comes out when we dial an 800 number and you have an AI on the end, right? And look, AI bots have progressed significantly in the past IVR, right? The telephony has progressed significantly in the past 5 years. We don't have to aggressively yell operator or punch out to zero, right? There is that balance that we need to strike between having that. We're a human-to-human industry, a person-to-person industry, a connection-to-connection industry, right? It's founded in relationships. So how do you strike that balance, Brent, between AI-driven claims automation and the humanimation of the industry? Where's that balance?
Yeah, it's different for different claims processes. You know, it could be argued for certain claim processes, you don't need a human involved at all. Right? Dental, vision, those types of claims, pet insurance. I mean, you take a picture of the invoice and the system does the calculations and, you know, money shows up in your bank, right? I don't need to talk to anybody. But for those more complex claims, like long-term care claims, disability claims, certainly death claims that involve, you know, empathy throughout the process, those claims are the ones where we tell every carrier, you know, the benefit to Benikiva or our solution, Humanimation solution, isn't taking your current process and duplicating that in Benikiva. The benefit is reimagining your entire process. And now think of it from a perspective of where and when does the human or should the human be involved? And when you look at your overall process from that perspective, you'll have some amazing aha moments. And you'll have aha moments that, yes, I don't need to be doing these mundane tasks. We've got tools that can do that, right? But when you get to the point to where it's time to interject, you know, put the human in the loop, humanimation into the process, now all of a sudden you've got the extra time and capacity to be able to do that. And it really, you know, I read the, I don't know if you've ever read the book on Zappos, but I, you know, Tony Huey wrote this book on Zappos. And the thing that amazed me about that was they were passionate about their servicing staff being on the phone with their customers. There were servicing staff that would be on the phone for 3 hours. Think about that. They're a shoe company selling shoes online. And they've got servicing staff that will be on the phone with you for 3 hours to discuss shoes and those things. That's a customer experience that, you know, is unmatched. And then you look at the other side of that coin, right? There are some people that want that hand-holding process, so to speak. But then there's the other side of the coin, the people that want the Amazon-type claims experience, right? I click a button, I take a picture, I'm done, right? So the reality is both of those types of people and clients are out there. So we have to be able to accommodate both. And it's literally where meet them where they're at, whether it's the carrier side or the policyholder or beneficiary side. Because the carrier side, maybe they're not ready for AI. Great. We have a solution that doesn't include AI, right? And it's just meet them where they're at.
I love that. Engage with how people want to be engaged, right? I think people react favorably with options. Now, Brent, as we round the corner of our chat today, you've been in the industry for a while, right? You've seen a lot, you've done a lot. I know 5 years is an eternity in insurance, especially when it comes to the intersection of insurance and technology, specifically with AI. But if I were to ask you, I'm like, hey man, just pull out your crystal ball. What do you see the evolution of claims processing in our industry in the next 5 years? What would you tell me?
Well, I've said it since day one that I founded Benikiva that I believe there is going to be a day with rules, roles, data, verified data, where a policyholder or beneficiary won't even have to file a claim, where the claim will just be processed. I believe we as an industry can get there. Now, granted, there's going to be some things we're going to have to, you know, deal with from a regulatory perspective. But the reality is we can collect data from multiple different sources and come to a high probability conclusion that that is a claim that needs to be paid and we should just pay it. So I may never see it in my lifetime. But my dream is you buy an insurance policy, and when an accident or something happens, the policy just pays. You don't have to file anything. It just, you know, you'll get a message from the carrier saying, hey, Critique, sorry that you were in that accident. We're going to put a little money in your bank account, take your car to this, whatever. Or, hey, Critique, I'm sorry for the loss of your loved one. The money will be in your bank account in 48 hours.
At the end of the day, Brent, regardless of whether it's technology, any flavor of it, or AI specifically, that is the value proposition. That is the promise of our industry. We're going to be there for our customers in the time that they need it most, right? At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
I've said it for years, and even when I had my financial advisory firm, the role of an insurance company, the whole reason we have insurance companies, in my opinion, is to pay a claim. Now, granted, they have to, you know, pool everybody's money and go invest that money and make money in order to do that. I get that. But the reality is people buy insurance policies so that when and if they have a claim, it gets paid.
Wonderful. Awesome. Awesome conversation, Brent. We got to do this again. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, bud. Good talking to you, Brent. We will see you again soon.
Sounds great.
Thanks for listening to LIMRA's Insider Insights podcast series. To hear future podcasts, subscribe at limra.com/podcast.